Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about technical interviews. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, in a software engineering coding interview, if you know the solution, can you go ahead and code the solution and explain it after you are done with the solution? Or should you talk through what you are doing while you are coding? So that very much depends on the type of interview you're dealing with and the type of interviewer that you're dealing with. So usually there are two types of interviewers. Either you have the ones who are like, they want to see if you can solve the problem, or you have the people who, you know, of course want you to solve the problem, but fundamentally what they're looking for is to understand your thought process. And usually the approach to pick here is easiest to figure out by just asking. That's what I always do when they give me a coding test, and when I need to code it or like solve it in front of people, where I just ask, do you want me to explain how I'm thinking about the problem, or do you want me to solve the problem and then talk about my solution? And whenever you ask that question, you should always, if you're ever unsure, just ask, because they will tell you. Sometimes you have to remember that the interviewers are usually doing a lot of interviews, and sometimes they just forget to mention something that might be critical to your evaluation. I've been here a few times, guys, where, you know, I have been misled, or like I have misunderstood what I'm supposed to be doing, and then it doesn't turn out all that well for me. So it's better to just ask. And so usually you find that there is an element of talking through, because if you're doing a code review or a coding interview, it's usually not the case that, you know, if you're doing it in the same room as somebody else, that it's all down to, could you solve this problem, yes or no? It's more about figuring out, like, because that, what you have to understand about interviews, guys, is that it's a gut feeling that you're after. At the end of the day, that is what it comes down to. There's no objective way to evaluate how good a software developer is or will be, or like how it's going to be to hire that person. So what you're doing is that you're trying to convince the person who is in charge of saying yes or no that you know your stuff, or that you are a good investment, like that they should hire you. That is what it is down to. And whoever is doing that evaluation, as it's the person, it's a human, therefore all the human factors apply, right? So it's not that common that you do like a live coding interview in front of people where the goal is to see if you're smart enough to solve the problem exclusively. They're trying to create a dialogue. And I've seen guys who have like, it wasn't all that long ago where we were in an interview situation where I had asked a bunch of questions. And so from nowhere, the manager who I was helping out with the hiring process pulls out a standard computer science problem, posts it to the candidate while he's in the conversation with us, and asks him, you know, could you just explain how you would solve this problem? And the candidate, let's just say he was taken aback a little bit. I was as well. Like, I wasn't really expecting that. But I read through, I mean, as we were sitting there, of course, I'm not as nervous as the candidate, but I could figure out, like, okay, it's the knapsack problem. That's basically what it was, like, yeah, where you have an array of elements of different sizes, and the goal is to find the target weight. And, you know, I'm not sure if he understood or if he misheard or whatever, but he got very frustrated, almost aggressive, basically, and tried to do the thing that you were talking about, just solving the code. He was focusing on solving the problem rather than to have walked through how he would approach solving the problem. And so that didn't go so well for him, basically, because he applied the wrong approach for what he approached the problem and tried to solve it rather than to figure out what the interviewer is looking for, if that makes sense. And sure, you can argue that that could have been handled in a smoother way, etc., etc., and all these unfairities, like the PC people will talk about that it's unfair. Yes, the world is unfair. I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, this it is what it is. And so, his response was the thing that was interesting, because rather than try to, you know, be humble and just say, no, I don't really know how to solve this, or, you know, kind of going that path, he actually got aggressive and started accusing us or like to having a shitty process and things like that. And he might be right, it might be the case, but it's not helping his case if he wants the job to do that. So that's another thing to always consider, guys. Remember that it's an interview, it's not a test. Or like it's not it is a test of your skills, but it is an interview, just as anything. You can get the whole thing wrong, in theory, and still get the job. And actually, in this scenario, he did actually get the job. My manager went against my recommendation. It was not just this; he had a lot of holes in his overall knowledge, and I recommended that this is probably not a profile that you're looking for. He still hired him, and the reason. Even though I said we kind of agreed that this was probably not the best software developer in the world, was that my manager's manager said that we need to cut back on hiring, and so my manager offered this guy the job just so he would not lose the headcount. So that's, and I mean, guys, I've been in interviews where I got the job even though I didn't even know the programming language I was working in. It was a horrible experience interview wise for me. It was very stressful and so forth, but I still got the job because I was able to communicate effectively and convince the person in the interview that I'm actually a decent software developer, so that they would take a chance on me. So that's why I tell people that it really comes down to figuring that part out. If the interviewer is a person who's just wants to check that you know your engineering stuff, then yes, you should focus on that and then perhaps afterwards explain what you're doing. But if the goal is for them to figure out if you're clever or like how you think and things like that, then that is the approach you should focus on. You should not focus on solving the algorithm. You should focus on trying to relay communication, if that makes sense. Communicate how you're approaching the problem and include the person who is part of the interview so that they can hear your thoughts, because that is what they're after. So what I want you to take away from this is that whether or not you should focus on just doing the code challenge or to talk through what you're doing while you're doing it and the coding and so forth, it really comes down to what type of interviewing process thing you're doing. I usually find that by just asking, when they give you a challenge, like, how do you want me to solve it? If they tell you that, yeah, just take it home, solve the problem, and send in the code test, well, yeah, then there's not much of a conversation, you know, just solve the problem, right? If you're on site, you're in their offices or something like that, then you ask the same thing, and they say, yeah, just solve the problem, and then explain afterwards how you solved it. Well, there you have your answer. Otherwise, it's probably the case that they're looking to help. They want you to help them understand how you think, and then the communication is more important than focusing on just solving the problem. So just take a deep breath, look at the challenge, and try to think, okay, can I solve this, yes or no? Give it a good, you know, give it a try, and do your best. Because remember, guys, there's no, like, it's very rare that they have like an exact measurement of, yes, you are good enough to work here, or no, you're not good enough to work here. And as in the case that I was mentioning, even if you are actually not even someone I would recommend working, like for me personally, you might still get the job, because it really comes down to a much more complicated thing that, yes, you had, you know, an A on your test or whatever like that. You can get jobs even if you got everything right, wrong through the interviewing process. And you can actually be turned down even if you did really, really great. And I've seen that too, where we had candidates that would have been really, really good to bring into the company, but the hire management just said, no, no more hires. Okay, cool, then we can't hire them. So don't take it personally. Have a great day.